Good morning, I'm Jeff Johnson. The city of Cranbrook says there has been no deaths in the community as a result of a recent cold snap and says a recent public statement from local organizations which claims otherwise is false. The city issued a statement confirming that as of Thursday, there have been no deaths in the community attributed to the recent cold snap. They add this was confirmed by Interior Health and the BC Coroner Service. They caution that false statements about deaths cause distress for residents, and they're thanking individuals and organizations who have been helping the vulnerable population through the last few days and nights. You can view the city's statement on our website. Cranbrook's FW Green Home is the site of a respiratory infection outbreak. Interior Health declared the outbreak on December 16th in the long-term care area of the facility. You are asked to postpone any visits to the FW Green Home until the outbreak has ended. ICBC is offering tips to keep everyone safe over the holidays. This as Main Road East Kootenay Contracting warns snowfall over the holiday weekend could turn to freezing rain as the temperatures warm up. Road Safety Coordinator Joanne Bergman says in the Southern Interior, 37 people are injured in 170 crashes on average through Christmas each year.
So that's just the time period during Christmas. And when we say that time period, we mean as of about dinner time on the Christmas Eve, right and through to the end of the day, Boxing Day. And the same goes for New Year's around the same time. On average, we do have about 110 crashes that happen in the Southern Interior. And that's, again, for New Year's Eve and onto New Year's Day.
Bergman says you should slow down and drive relative to conditions, particularly if it is snowing or freezing rain is happening. You should also follow travel alerts, check your tires, and have a safe ride home if your holiday celebrations involve alcohol. Holiday travelers are going to need Rudolph or at least some good snow tires if they plan on venturing out over the next few days. Environment Canada is advising Canadians to reconsider travel plans due to potentially hazardous conditions in BC, Ontario, and Quebec, with heavy snow, strong winds, and freezing rain expected in some areas. Flights are also being cancelled in and out of airports across the province, with airports warning passengers to check their flight status ahead of time. Kootenay Rockies Tourism says 2022 saw some big investments in tourism infrastructure throughout the region. A list of programs completed this year through the Targeted Regional Tourism Development Initiative was released earlier this month after the tourism group worked with communities and stakeholders to identify strong projects in the region. The projects included upgrading parking lots for mountain biking trail networks in Invermere, Golden, and Kimberley. It also included accessibility upgrades for regional parks and the installation of an electric vehicle charging station at the Marysville Eco Park in Kimberley. Kootenay Rockies Tourism CEO Kathy Cooper says the upgrades will go a long way to improve amenities in local communities for the foreseeable future. And Santa Claus is coming to Cranbrook.
Thank you, Santa! Thank you, man. Oh, Santa's awesome.
Before making his trek around the world, jolly old St. Nick will stop in Cranbrook on Christmas Eve for a tour of the community. Santa will be escorted by the Cranbrook Fire Department, starting his visit in the Park Royal area at 4 p.m. You can find the full tour schedule on our website. Over to sports in the NHL last night, Vancouver needed a shootout to beat Seattle 6-5. Calgary fell 4-3 in overtime to the LA Kings. Winnipeg was beaten 3-2 by Boston. Toronto won 4-3 over Philadelphia. And Ottawa lost in overtime 3-2 to Washington. Calgary, Vancouver, Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Montreal are in play tonight before the league takes a holiday break. Ottawa's game against Detroit tonight was rescheduled due to severe winter storm forecasts for much of Ontario. And looking at the World Juniors, Canada's World Junior team will play its final pre-tournament game tonight against Finland. Canada has outscored its opponents 12-1 in its previous two test-run games. The Canadians will face Czechia on Monday to start out the World Junior tournament. That's news and sports. Local news first, I'm Jeff Johnson.